Carborough Board of Aldermen meeting. We're meeting a little bit later than usual at 8 o'clock here, and we're aiming to be done in time to hear the fine senators debate one another tonight. So without further ado, I would like to begin the meeting by reading a proclamation, and if you would come up and join me. Whereas domestic violence is a pattern of coercion and control in an intimate partner relationship where one person uses violence to gain power and control over the other partner, and whereas domestic violence includes not only physical but also mental abuse, emotional abuse, financial abuse, isolation, and sexual abuse, and whereas according to a Commonwealth Fund survey, nearly 31% of American women report being raped and/or physically assaulted by a current or former spouse or partner or date at some time in their life, and whereas in North Carolina, according to the North Carolina Coalition Against Domestic Violence, over 500 women, men, and children have been murdered as a result of domestic violence since January of 2002. And whereas in North Carolina, according to the North Carolina Council for Women Domestic Violence Commission, domestic violence agencies responded to over 119,348 crisis calls and provided services to over 48,000 victims last year. And whereas, according to the Women's Institute for Leadership Development for Human Rights, high rates of poverty, poor education, limited job resources, language barriers, and fear of deportations increase the difficulty in finding help and support for services for women of color. And whereas prevention strategies involve collaborations by multiple partners to promote social norms, policies, and laws that support gender equality and foster intimate partnerships based on mutual respect, equality, and trust. And whereas the key to prevention is focusing on first-time perpetration and first-time victimization, now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Mark Chilton, the mayor of town of Carborough, North Carolina, do hereby proclaim the month of October 2008 as Domestic Violence Awareness Month in the town of Carborough.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. I'm Nancy Rickard, resident of Carborough, and so really proud to have our city, our town, recognize this. I'm a very active volunteer at the Family Violence Prevention Center located in Chapel Hill. Of course, it takes care of all of Orange County, and we're very active, and we really need everybody's support, so I thank you for that. Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we'll turn to our regularly printed agenda. Mr. Manager, the consent agenda.
We have one charge.
Oh, we have one charge. Who is that?
Austin Brown.
Is Austin Brown here? Come on up, Austin. If you'll stand right in front of the town clerk right here, in front of Sarah.
Hi. As a Transportation Advisory Board member, you will assist in the execution of studies, advise, and make recommendations to the Carborough Board of Aldermen concerning all matters relating to the transportation within the town of Carborough and the surrounding area. 2, report to the Carborough Board of Aldermen as requested by the board and undertake such studies or perform such duties as the board may request from time to time and take any other action authorized by the Board of Aldermen. If I can get you to agree to that. Okay. Now you would like to meet the board?
Oh.
Thanks a lot for your service.
Look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Manager, the consent agenda. Okay.
Item 1 is the approval of the minutes of the previous meetings. Item 2 is a request to set a public hearing on a conditional use permit for a watershed residential subdivision at 219 Old Fayetteville Road. And item 3, appointments to the Greenways Commission.
Move the item.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, the matter passes unanimously. Status report from Carborough Parks Project on fundraising for disc golf.
This is to provide an update on the Carborough Parks Project on the progress made to raise funds to design, purchase, and install a disc golf course at Anderson Park. And Katie Allman from the Carborough Parks Project will provide the update.
Yeah.
Hi. My name's Katie, and I'm just here on behalf of the Carrboro Parks Project, and we just wanted to give you an update on the disc golf project that's going to go out to Anderson Park. As you know, the total cost of this project was going to be about $8,500, and to date we have raised about $4,000 of that. $2,700 of that has come from DSI Comedy, from Zach Ward, and the rest from individual donors. It's a two-phase project, so we've raised enough money to begin phase one, so the town has been given a check to work with Enova, who is on the course design. So we still have $4,500 to go, and we have grant applications out with NC Sports, and we're also hosting a disc golf tournament, fundraising tournament, on November 2nd, and that's the flyer that I gave you guys. So we could really use everybody's support, the town's support, in passing the word. We don't have a whole lot further to go on this, and we're really excited about it. So, you know, if we can, you just pass the word, it'd be great.
Fantastic. So the tournament is going to be Sunday, November 2nd.
Mm-hmm. In Chapel, at the UNC campus course in Chapel Hill. Do you know where that is? Kind of behind the stadium. So
over at 410 right. Country Club Road, and it costs $30 to enter.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
That'll be going
and
to
that
support.
Includes lunch, and it'll be an all-day event. But
and it starts at 8 a.m.
8 a.m. to 6
right
p.m.
And
yep.
Early.
Correct.
Okay.
Wow.
Cool.
Yep, Mark.
I just want to Lydia, then John.
I just wanted to say, I know I speak for the other members of the board when I say how much we appreciate what the Carrboro Parks Project is doing.
Thank
I mean,
you.
We just heard about this project a few months ago, and to already have this money raised and so far along is really
Yeah,
very
we're
good.
Happy. Yeah, this is our biggest project yet, and we've come a long way in a short amount of time. So
we appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I did on that, and also I want to recognize DSI for that level of contribution, which is not mm-hmm. laughing matter.
No, that, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good yeah, one. Yeah, yeah here, very much so.
Right, everybody go to DSI.
Yeah, yeah. So we're hoping to have the course done or be able to continue on with it by spring. So,
okay.
You know, we have a little ways to go, but hopefully you can pass the word and want to see you guys out there.
Mark, I wanted to thank you, Katie, and I echo, of course, what Lydia and John was saying. I just think you guys do a great job and DSI getting out there and really working for the community.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, can this flyer or information about this event be put on the Carrboro website as an extension of Parks and Recs? It can be.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great.
Thank
That'd
you
be great.
So much.
That'd be really great. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Move attachment A.
Second.
All those in favor? Signify
aye.
Saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? The matter passes unanimously. Request for emergency housing repair assistance.
Okay. The purpose of this item is to present to the board a request for funding from the Affordable Housing Special Revenue Fund for empowerment for emergency repair to a sewer line at 105 Cobb Street. With approval of this project, a budget amendment is required to move the funds from the general fund to the new Affordable Housing Special Revenue Fund and to appropriate funds for this specific project within the Special Revenue Fund. And James Harris has been working on this project for the last couple of months. James.
Before you start, James, has everybody had a chance to take a look at this at the outlines of what this project is, or do we need a presentation from the staff?
No.
All right. Great work, James. Thanks. All those in favor. Wait, no. You need a motion, sir.
So moved.
Second.
All right. It's Thanks, been moved James. And seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, matter passes unanimously.
Get home for kickoff.
Yep.
Okay. And then finally, consideration of an ordinance requiring dog owners to remove feces deposited by their dogs on public or private property.
The ordinance is what it says. This is something the board had asked be drafted, and our town attorney, I know, thinks this is one of his best moments in drafting. And it's before you. We're here to answer questions, but there's no staff presentation.
It's one of those that this is why I went to law school. Joel.
I don't know. I don't know if this is a discussion point, but could we just, instead of making it criminal, since I don't know.
Civil penalty.
Can there be just a civil penalty? And that would just sort of be where I'm leaning, because I don't want everything, every failure or negligent act to be criminal. Mm-hmm. That would be my position.
Mm-hmm. Is that what does it say now?
The answer is yes. You could make it just a civil penalty.
Yes, ma'am.
While you're asking the question, let me get the ordinance.
Having come out anti five story, I don't want to be pro dog poop, but I don't know if having, I agree with Joel that having a law against it is even practical. I don't think we should have laws that are unenforceable. And I know that our police are stretched right now. And, you know, are we really going to have somebody calling the police when somebody else's dog doesn't behave, or actually when the person doesn't behave and clean up after their dog? And before we get to the criminal part of it, I'd rather see us try and have public education. Like, maybe one thing we should do is along our major sidewalks and in neighborhoods have some of those baskets with bags on them, right? You know, and kind of help neighborhoods educate themselves. But to outlaw it, now I understand the impulse to outlaw it, because if I had had that happen to me, I'd want to outlaw it too. But I mean, the police have a hard enough time being asked to do things like enforce the noise ordinance. Or the dogs and cars ordinance, rather than putting the pressure on them for this. I think we need another way of dealing with it.
Well, you know, I agree with Jackie. Ages ago, I guess it's like almost 2 years ago, you know, I said that having the dog park boxes was made a lot of sense, because it was a way of saying to folks, this is what we expect you to do. In the short run, it may cost something to get the boxes out there and the waste baskets for it, but it's surely you know, puts responsibility on the owners rather than immediately going to our law enforcement, which I know a lot of people are concerned about. Home invasions and neighborhood break-ins of all kinds of levels of concern. And so, therefore, I would rather see that our time and energy of our police department be put into that kind of security, and maybe go the route of making accessible the bags and the expectation of the use of them. I know in Carolina North, along the trails, they have the boxes, they have the bags, they're used. In Chapel Hill, they're used. I know we could follow suit.
Yeah, I think I disagree with that. I'm fine with doing a civil penalty rather than a criminal, having this be a criminal matter. But I think there are some times and places where it really is up to us to outline what sort of social norms are acceptable. And, you know, quite frankly, as our town does become more densely populated, I think this is bound to be more and more of an issue. I also trust that a police department will be able to appropriately prioritize complaints about this type of thing. We do have an animal enforcement officer. And I think the real point of it all is not so much, you know, how it will be enforced, but what kind of expectations we're projecting to our residents and our dog owners in our community. And so I think I support this with the kind of change that Joel
I
don't know that she was saying she supported it.
No.
With that change, I do support it.
I don't support criminalizing dropping dog poop. I just don't. Civil penalty, fine. But I just...
But that's what I'm saying. Okay. If going to civil penalty, then
not
then
criminal.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't, you know.
Not a misdemeanor.
Not trying to hear about no three strikes rule.
Exactly.
Two poops and you're out.
Yes, sir. You know, this stuff is not about, I 100% agree with Alderman Brown. The whole thing about this is a message. And, you know, we got laws most laws are broken in this country, and not that that's what they're made for, but it happens. We got, you know, laws against drunk driving, laws against speeding, laws against walking dogs without leashes, and they get enforced to the extent possible with the resources available. I don't think this for a minute, and you know it, this is not going to distract the priorities or the resources of the town or our police force. I think this is a good neighbor policy. This is about part of the educational campaign of saying, look, it's kind of give you a little bit more of a moral standing. If somebody just have the tradition, you know, Carrboro is a town of great citizens, but not everybody gets to make, you know, we support, we just, so what folks here in volunteers are doing in town, you know, we have a dog park that, you know, people even raise money to put a fence on it, and they have beautiful, you know, you can get free plastic bags for their dogs, and you can run your dog there, but not everybody does that. There's some folks who don't care about just walking in front of your house and just get the dog to crap in front of your lawn. While you have kids, it's a public, I can make the argument of public health issue. There is, I mean, you can get sick from stepping on this stuff. There are parasites and disgusting stuff. So it sends the message that you cannot do that. Not that we're going to, you know, send the police, call 911, you know, somebody is pooping in my lawn. But it gives you that moral ground that it's not right to do it. Yeah. It's not that it's just illegal, but it's not right. And it has to be in the books, otherwise people will not respect it. And just like all laws, you know, no, I'm not saying everybody breaks them or everybody does, you know. There's always some folks that, unless somebody says it's not right, and I think we as the leaders of this town set the tone to what's right and what's wrong. And I think it's not right for somebody to go into the neighbor's lawn and just behave in that way. So, and I agree that we should do more. I mean, it would be great to have boxes and plastic bags and make other things available. But I think it's our responsibility to say it is wrong to do that in somebody else's lawn. It certainly has a lot of negative consequences if it continues to happen. And we have a lot of dogs in Carrboro, which are wonderful. But we do have a lot of people with dogs.
We do.
And that problem is going to continue to increase.
Dan, Lydia, Joe.
Yeah, I agree with John pretty much 100% and with Joel that, you know, this should be a civil matter. The one concern I had was not with the ordinance. I just wanted to comment on a wording in the cover memo where it said that this would be one more thing police officers keep their eyes peeled forward on patrol. And I hope the board agrees, and I assume the board agrees that peeled for is a stronger activity than we want. We want something more passive than that, that like it's something that if the police officer notices it, they might take act on it, or if a citizen complains about it, they might take act. But, you know, the idea of, like, officers driving along, you know, scoping out people with their dogs or whatever, I don't think that's what we have in mind.
It's a great prelude to the debate.
Somebody's going to have some picking up to do later. Okay.
I'll say that I agree with the points that have been made all along here, and that I agree with it being a civil penalty. And I kind of look on it as it's kind of like the fines for littering. You know, it might not necessarily, we might not catch anyone in the act or whatever, but it's somewhat of a deterrent, and it puts some kind of a statement out there.
I have one other question.
Well, Joel was next, and then.
Yep. No, they explained it, so just give me.
Okay, go ahead.
John raised an important point, which I don't know that we need to get into tonight, but neighbors have come and brought this concern to me. I live in a neighborhood with several tot lots, and the issue of cat feces in the sandboxes is of great hygienic concern. So at some point, you know, I mean, if you know, picking up dog poop is one thing, but cats seeing sandboxes as giant litter boxes and toddlers being in litter boxes is not a good fit. And so, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. At some point, I'd like to come back and revisit it because I think the cat owners also need to be able to be responsible, especially when the neighbors do not necessarily know to what extent the cat feces is in the sandbox that their children are playing and putting in their mouth.
Google the word toxoplasmosis.
Yes.
Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, is there a motion on this item?
So do we need language?
Can I just read you the language that I have sketched out here? It's not ideal, but it does the trick. Instead of Section 2 as it's now written, it would then read that Section 10-39B is amended by adding in the second line the section reference 10-17.1 between section references 10-15 and 10-21 to make a violation of Section 10-17.1 punishable by a civil penalty of $25. So it achieves what you want. You had it restructured, but that's what it does. With that language, it would not be a misdemeanor. It would simply be a civil penalty, as some of the other matters in there are only civil penalties.
Okay, is there a motion?
So moved. That's modified.
I can agree to that.
All right, moved by Coleman, seconded by Herrera. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Matter passed unanimously. Is there a motion to... Is there any matter from the staff?
Oh, James,
forget.
Yes.
I think so.
Forget it.
Keep it under 35 minutes. 2 minutes? Okay. I'm going to time you. Get up.
Quick. 1 minute's gone.
I didn't call as I should have for requests from visitors and speakers.
James Carnahan is speaking this evening on behalf of the Village Project. Oh. As the town of Carborough has in the past been an enthusiastic supporter of Car-Free Day, I wanted to just give you an update on Village Project's Car-Free Day activities this year and a brief update on last year. It was a low-profile event, but on three occasions, on September 18, 20, and 21, we set up a table and asked citizens to if they would sign a letter supporting light rail, the light rail option in the long-range transportation plan between downtown Durham and Chapel Hill. And as a matter of fact, we exceeded our expectations. We got 530 signatures. There they are. Over 200 of them are Carborough citizens. We have delivered the original letters to the DCHC MPO. We did that on the 27th, so they became part of the public comment. That period ended October 1st. Last year's Car-Free Day activity was the Village Project helped folks in Hillsborough get together support for the Amtrak stop in Hillsborough. And in July of this year, Amtrak said yes, a passenger stop in Hillsborough was feasible. Right. And more recently, the town of Hillsborough and Orange County have set up a task force to work on basically implementing this plan. And so I've got a small packet of information to give you all, and I'm going to give one copy to the clerk. And the CD is a PDF of all the letters, and a lot of the folks did make personal comments. And so there's that. I'm going to give Ms. Lavelle the CD, since she's our TAC representative. And again, thanks to all the citizens of Carborough who might be listening, who signed letters. We really appreciate it. We think the trains between Chapel Hill and Durham are really important. And thank Town of Carborough again for your support over the years for Car-Free Day.
Thank you for your leadership.
Thank you. Thanks for all your work in it.
All right, that was 2.5 minutes, but okay.
Who's counting?
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying
aye.
All those opposed, passed unanimously. Thank you very much.